The truth is so contrary to most people. If you told them the truth as soon as you met them, the whole truth, they would either run and it's like taking a jug of water and trying to pour it. They say, drink this jug of water real, and within 3 seconds, they can't do it. They can only take a drip. The lies of the system are so deep that if you were to just imagine somebody standing there living in the lies all their life, and you took a bucket of water and just threw it on them, and the bucket represents truth, to them, that bucket of water would be like acid, because the flesh mind is so contrary to what's really going on. Everything's upside down. Your idea of time, your idea of time travel, your idea of teleporting, your idea of the reality that you're living in. You're in a book. You actually think there's something new. There's no new thought. You think that stuff's hidden. Nothing's hidden. Everything's been revealed. Everything's revealed. And you think you're hiding. You're not hiding from God. You're not hiding from the universe, because God is pretty much, this is a projection. Jesus holds it all together. By him, all things consist. You're not hiding from the universe because you're not hiding from God. And so everything that you believe, your whole Gentile, it doesn't matter what country you're in, China, Russia, USA, it's all Babylon. The Medes, the Persians, the Greeks, the Romans, still in the Roman, the 10 toes are here. And so what are they trying to do? They want you so stupid to the spirit realm that they're putting you down into a box, a lower and smaller box. They want to make you into a machine man. And it's not necessarily it is part of it. They want to turn your body into a machine man. But what is really the machine man? They want you to use human logic and no spiritual wisdom. Do you hear what I'm saying? Listen to what I'm saying. This is wisdom from above. This just came through. This came through. I'm like a portal. You can be too. All you gotta do is cut off the noise. This wisdom just came through. The devil's trying to make a copy of himself. What is he? He's just an AI flesh program now. He dropped down into time. He's just a repeat. He's like a computer. That's why behind the computer there's a daemon running. That's why they call them daemons. They're demons running the computer. It's just a logical conclusion. This is why the Gnostics and all, they come to the conclusion in their Gnostic, without any spiritual knowledge, they come to a conclusion and they say, well, the devil and God are the same. It's just a red versus blue, because they don't have any spiritual knowledge. They're not spiritual. They're using Gnosticism and Gnostics, and they're using logic and they're using the logos, but they have no spiritual understanding. When they read the Bible, they take verses out of context. There's this verse over here that contradicts what they said, but they can't figure it out because they can't rightly divide it, because they don't have the spirit of truth. So what's the devil trying to do? He's trying to turn you into a machine man, not just in your body, but mainly in your soul and your heart and your mind and your will and your intellect and your emotion. He wants you into a machine man, just like the master on Doctor Who. A few years ago, they had an episode where the master turned the whole world into a copy of himself. And he said, what are you going to do now, Doctor? Doctor who? I made copies of myself. Everybody's a copy of me. What are you going to do now? And he had already had a plan before it happened. He already had a solution before. He already knew the master was going to do what he did. How could he know what he's going to do? He's a time traveler. He already knew what the master. You can know what the evil person is going to do before they do it. Why? Because there's nothing new. They follow the progression. That's why a psychopath ends up killing people, poisoning people, hurting people. They go down the spiral. They get worse and worse and worse. A sane person. Moses killed a man. Saul, why do you persecute me? He was persecuting the church. David was a murderer. Most people that wrote the Bible were murderers. They got saved. They were murderers, but they got saved. So they got better. They became better people because the Spirit pulls them up. Most of when you read your Bible, you're reading a Bible that was written by murderers. Think about what I'm saying. When you think of sin, you think, well, the worst sin somebody could do is murder, right? Well, that's what your Bible was written by, Moses. New Testament, Old Testament, David, the Psalms, Proverbs, Solomon. I don't know if Solomon was a murderer, he was an idolater. Solomon was an idolater. Most of your Bible was written by murderers, sinners, idolaters. Why? God is showing you that it's not in man. Why did God let the lineage go through Rahab the harlot? Because he's showing you that it's not through man's power, man's wisdom, man's strength. You can't be perfect in the flesh. Can anybody hear me? The devil's trying to turn you into a machine, man. In your soul, in your spirit, in your will, emotion. But then eventually he's going to turn you into a machine, man. If you're not saved and you take the mark of the beast after the rapture. In your body. Once you take the mark of the beast, you can't be saved. They're experimenting. The devil don't know how to do it yet because God hasn't sealed his 144,000. The devil can only copy God. Everything God's doing in the world, earth, universe, the devil's copying and trying to take credit. The devil's not the creator. The devil's just a magician. When Moses threw the pole down and turned to a snake, the magicians did the same thing. They just copied. What happened to Moses' snake? Ate their snake. Let my people go. Pharaoh, devil. The Pharaoh was a typology of a narcissistic devil. He wanted to rule. He wanted to be top dog. He didn't want to serve. Greatest among you is a servant. Jesus came down here and served, washed feet. The system's upside down. But I wouldn't be worried about the 666 mark of the beast yet, because it ain't going to happen until God seals his saints. In their forehead, and 140, the two witnesses, and the 144,000. But if you're in the church, you don't have to worry about it because you're being called up out of here. But the devil can't do it. What I'd be worried about is the 666 in your soul. I mean, I wouldn't let them put nothing. I wouldn't let them put a vaccine in you, or unless it was proven over the years, you know. But I'd be more worried about the 666 coming through the TV and the music, brainwashing you, taking away your ability to think spiritually. I would be more worried about the 666 against your mind and your soul and your will and your emotions and your intellect. There's a game. There's a gain for your soul. As soon as you split the matrix, it's game on. So in the Doctor Who series, the Master was the anti-hero of Doctor Who. Doctor Who and the Master were from the same bloodline, but just like Flash has an anti-Flash, just like Superman has a bizarro anti-Superman. All the heroes have an anti. Why? Because the devil's the anti-spirit. Do you understand that everything has an anti? So the Master in the Doctor Who series, he made a copy of himself and he got pleasure out of it. The evil person gets pleasure out of doing evil. And it's hard for you to understand that because you don't. Who gets pleasure out of hurting somebody? A psychopath, a sociopath, a narcissist. Who gets pleasure in somebody else's pain? In Deuteronomy and Leviticus, he says, if your enemy has trouble and you're happy about it in your heart, beware, because God is going to give you a spanking. If something bad happens to your enemy, and you're happy about it? Your heart ain't right. We don't want Putin. We want to defeat Putin, but we would rather see him get restored, right? Amber Heard. Everybody's mad at Amber Heard. Amber Heard. You don't want... I've been eating. Amber Hood. I was doing a research on the hood, on some hood derivatives. Amber Heard is not thinking right. And we don't want to see her in pain. We want to see her get right, right? She's already in pain. She's putting on like she ain't. She can't cry, so she might be a psychopath. She might be gone. She might be so far gone she can't get right. She can't even do fake tears. I've actually seen people stir up fake tears. I don't know how. I can't do a fake tear. But I'm saying, as an actress, she can't even do a fake tear. And she's an actress. I thought that was part of their program. And then going to acting school, you have to learn how to do fake tears. Whole thing could have been a stunt by her and Johnny to fool the whole world, and as long as he was making money, he's going to feed her some money. The whole thing was probably a stunt. Who knows? Why would they have all those recordings of all those arguments? It doesn't even make sense. Long story short, I wouldn't be worried about if you're saved, because the rapture of the church has to take place, but I would be more worried about a 666 cube flesh mind in this cult, your cult, culture, whatever culture you are in, I would be more worried about the cult mind instead of something on your body, because they can't do it yet. They hadn't figured it out. But the cult of the mind is your worst enemy. And so the master, the anti-Doctor Who, he was deceiving the whole world. And that's what the devil's doing. And so I'd be more worried about getting your inner man, your mind, your thoughts transformed and thinking right. Because if you throw the truth onto somebody, they would think it's acid because they're in the flesh mind. It's so contrary. Their mind is convoluted so much they believe anything. The whole world is a gaslighting system, and so they're gaslighting themselves. And when you move from the gaslit lying system into truth, eternal truth is eternal. It's not temporal. The cultures are temporary. It can change with the wind. That's why all these things happen. The Me Too movement, all these different movements, because the natural plane changes with the wind. The woke movement, some political leader comes up and everybody worships that leader, and then he messes up and they throw him under the bus, or her or whoever. This thing can change because it's all a culture program. But you don't want to be unstable. You want to be stable. And the way that you're stable is to be in spiritual truth that is eternal, not temporary. The eternal truth, not the temporal stuff, the eternal.